of where the bill comes from, of where the draft comes from. But I want to take this opportunity. If there is anything that members feel is outstanding, to please raise it. Mr. Singh.
No, Chair, thank you very much. I'm covered with Ms. Folcher. Yeah, the arrangements that are being made. Because I think she must, you know, what did she use any other example, other countries and things like that? I know we're uniquely and proud South African. We come up with our own products, but maybe she can lead us with some examples.
Ms. Mather and Ms. Schultz.
I also agree with the proposal of Ms. Folcher appearing, actually assisting Advocate Jenkins, but I just want to emphasize that she would not be representing National Treasury. She will be representing, taking instructions from us as members of this committee and not representing National Treasury in that process. It must be clear. Thanks.
Thank you. Does she work for National Treasury?
Chair, thank you. You know, I agree, Chair, that, you know, the procedures and the time frames and the arbitration procedures should be set out in this draft bill. But I have a bit of a problem with the establishment of the committee in terms of Section 4, because I don't see the need for it. You know, isn't that something which should be done by the Finance Committee? You know, this function should be performed by the Finance Committee, but capacity be provided in terms of the research and in terms of the staffing, you know, specifically to assist the Finance Committee on the budget issues. But then, you know, that we have the arbitration procedures in place in this bill, you know, I don't see the necessity for us to start a totally two new committees. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but...
Food for thought, the committee will discuss that. It's one of the things that the committee would have to apply its mind on, because when we go through it, that would be Section 4, that would be Clause 4. The members would have to apply their minds and pronounce themselves on that. Advocate Jenkins, anything? Okay. If nothing, that brings us then to the end of the section dealing with this draft. We are now going to release Advocate Jenkins and all those whose interests were on this draft bill. The committee can then begin to look at when we have our program before us that the committee would need to look at. It has been circulated. I would want to hear members' views on that and if there are any suggestions, so that before we adopt that program, together with the program, we have circulated a letter that I received from Honorable Member Mr. Marais, which I would also want the committee to discuss and arrive at a particular conclusion. First, we have our draft program dated the 30th of July. This program is has been structured in accordance with the current parliamentary program, where when committees are allowed to sit and it goes up to the 17th of October. No, the 17th of October. From the 29th September to the 17th of October is constituency period. But that's our draft program.